Hey everyone, it's Bea, and you're listening to another episode of the In Your Feelings podcast. For those of you who are new here, In Your Feelings is a podcast I created with Thought Catalog that dives into the very real and very messy aspects of life that we are all navigating together. This podcast is dedicated to having honest conversations relative to things like relationships and moving on and worthiness, things that can feel really disheartening and really confusing, especially if you feel alone within them. And you know, we have these conversations in the hopes that this openness and this vulnerability makes you feel less alone in what you're feeling and reminds you that you aren't the only person in the world who is dealing with certain things in life. So for today's episode, we are going to be talking about rejection, which is a topic that I know hits home for so many human beings. And for those of you out there who have ever dealt with the weight that rejection leaves within you, I hope this podcast first and foremost reminds you that you're not alone. Every single person in this world has been rejected before. Every single person in this world has not been chosen, has wanted for something that hasn't worked out. And that hurts. And man, that hurt is layered. Because rejection exists in so many different aspects of our lives. We experience it in so many ways. We can be rejected not just within our romantic relationships or those potential relationships, but we can also experience rejection when it comes to opportunities in our lives we thought we were destined to realize, or within family relationships or even friendships. And that adds up. It can really stick to your bones. As someone who cares deeply and wants to see all of their hope realized, being rejected can often lead to us rejecting ourselves. It can cause you to abandon yourself, because immediately we are so quick as human beings to couple that rejection with internalized self-doubt. We think, okay, I guess I'm not good enough, or smart enough, or interesting enough, or talented enough, or pretty enough, or funny enough, or enough. We convince ourselves that we are not enough. And I think rejection also hurts so much and impacts us so deeply, because in those moments when we aren't chosen, or when the door that we are knocking on simply doesn't open, when we have to lay down our hope, it is so easy to think back to all of the times in our lives that same thing has happened before. We think to those who could not love us. We think to the opportunities we just did not receive. When rejection comes up, it scratches that wound. It hits you so deeply because it in a way becomes this testament to that self-doubt. It compounds, and it can make you reject yourself, because the more it happens, the easier it becomes for a human soul to convince itself that it isn't worthy. It isn't enough. It isn't ever going to have the potential it sees in relationships or within its passions realized. And there's all this evidence to support it. There's all this history that is dug up when it occurs. So when we're rejected, it's like we're experiencing rejection exponentially. It builds and builds and tears us down. And it's no wonder why it's so hard to move forward from, to let go. It's no wonder why it hurts so deeply. So please do not be ashamed for trying for something, for wanting something. There are moments in our lives that will stick with us. There's no denying that. and I will always say that. We cannot outrun the hurt rejection makes us feel, but we should not vilify ourselves for it either. We are feeling, caring human beings, and we will always come into contact with others who we will see beautiful things within. The world will never stop gifting us the kinds of people that make us genuinely excited to love again. The potential that exists in others is inspiring. But it can also be heavy to hold when they don't choose you. We've all been there. Wanting something so badly. Seeing so much potential within it. Whether it's a project or an opportunity or another human being or the expectations we hold within a situation playing out, we have all been there at the culmination of it. When we are dismissed from being able to experience it. When we are told that our hope and our dream within it is unwarranted. When we aren't chosen to fulfill it. We have all knocked on doors that didn't open. And that causes impact on an emotional level. So you caring, the intensity of that passion and that hope is beautiful, but it causes so much impact within a human soul, and it is important to call it by its name. It is important to understand that you are human for being weighed down by rejection. If you're finding it difficult to get over, or if you're holding on to those past moments so tightly and letting them compound within you to the point of maybe feeling like you've let them affect your self-worth, I need you to understand that you are so human. Rejection is one of the hardest wounds to heal. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, it hurts to be looked over. It can make you feel unworthy, uninteresting, unacceptable, unattractive. To care so deeply means that you will feel the losses in your life deeply. And when the loss isn't concrete, when you feel like you never even got the chance to shine for someone or to showcase your talent or to be given the chance, the opportunity to prove yourself, that really makes you hold on. That makes it so hard to move forward. So to move forward, you have to understand a few things about rejection. You have to reframe the word. And I have a few reminders within this that I'm just going to go through for all of you who might be dealing with this and for all of you who might be finding it hard and difficult to navigate at the moment. These are for you. Firstly, I just want to remind you that rejection is an event and it is not an identity. Rejection is something that occurred in your life. It is something that happened to you, yes, but it is not who you are. And I know how hard it can be to reframe that thinking because it is so easy. It is so unbelievably easy to see yourself as the person who wasn't chosen or the person who wasn't good enough or the person who couldn't make someone happy, who just couldn't make it work. It can very, very quickly become this core part of your identity, this self-fulfilling prophecy. But when that comes up, which is normal and human and so, so valid, I will say that 100 times over throughout this episode. It is so valid with an empathetic heart. I need you to shift that idea. When those thoughts come up, when you want to blame yourself, when you want to make this about you, remind yourself that the measure of your worth, the measure of your value is not dependent on anyone outside of yourself seeing it. And I know that can be frustrating because you can hear that sentence and you can agree with it. It's sensible, it's rational. You are obviously the only person in this world who has to believe in yourself. and you are the only person in this world who gets to determine how valued and worthy you feel, because that is something you do for yourself. That is your work in life. But we are taught in society that our value comes from being likable, from being loved by others. So when we deal with people who reject us, or when we deal with people who don't show up for us, or those who, for lack of a better term, discard us, we think that we are the ones to blame. Surely we are the ones who are dysfunctional or not good enough. Surely we are the ones who are lacking the value. Reframing rejection is quite literally, because of that, like, some of the hardest work. It's such a wound. I call it like a soul wound. This stuff really sticks. It's really messy. And when you feel that coming up in you, you have to remind yourself that despite having this feeling, despite this situation or experience being something that is stuck with you within your heart, despite it being so unbelievably valid and real and visceral, it is not who you are. It is not your identity. This belief in yourself, despite being so hurt or so let down in the past, starts as a little reminder. The quietest voice. Say it every single time these feelings bubble up within you. Because you have to be aware of these moments, these reactions. You have to continuously do the work to combat those thoughts. So right now, if you are feeling these memories and this anger and this frustration towards rejections of your past, if you're just wondering why it had to happen to you, remind yourself that you are not measured by those who could not choose you. Instead, you set the measure. You decide that you are special. You decide that you are important. You decide that you are valuable. And do not put that power into the hands of those who never took the time to truly see you. Refuse to be in agreement with those who do not see your value or your worth or your gifts, because they exist. Remind yourself that it all exists within you. That is your identity. Okay, so my second little reminder is for those who are feeling rejected by another human being. Maybe your heart has been let down by someone you really cared about. Maybe your almost has made you feel like you aren't worthy of being chosen. Maybe something really beautiful ended and someone couldn't choose you anymore. Whatever it is. In those moments, our brains, due to our pasts and due to the way we've started to see ourselves through the eyes of those who never valued us, our brains can fixate on this question of, what is wrong with me? But maybe there doesn't have to be anything wrong with you. Maybe you simply aren't compatible with another person, or you aren't a match, despite how deeply you feel. It's important to remember that we are not entitled to the love of others. And sometimes, some people realize that they need something else, or they want to feel differently, or they're dealing with their own things and they cannot be for you what you need. It doesn't mean that there is something horribly wrong with you. It doesn't mean that they are a horrible person either. And if you're finding it difficult to connect with that because you are the person at the center of this hurt and, you know, you are the one who is getting walked away from, I want you to remind yourself of all the times you've done that with the most honest intentions. There have been people in your life that you have rejected, that you simply just did not see a future with, or that you felt something beautiful with and then your feelings changed, or your heart went through a shift, or you just decided that you were better off leaving the situation than carrying on with it. You have been that person before. We all have. And you were just following your heart. You were learning and growing and figuring out what you wanted. We've all been the person who rejects, but I think it's really rare in these moments where the tables turn and we're the ones being rejected to remind ourselves of that. To remind ourselves of how human that decision was, how hard it was to come by. It was never a mean reasoning or a worthiness question. It was just you following your heart. It was just you realizing that you wanted something different, and that was okay. You gave yourself permission to walk away. So find grace within the fact that someone is doing that to you. As much as it hurts, as much as it scratches at your ego, as much as it might kill you to lay down that potential, remind yourself that the decision isn't about you as a person. Let that be your closure. And that brings me to my next little reminder. Not everything you want in life is good for you. And we don't like hearing that. It's like no one wants to hear that because we desire things with our whole hearts. And it's disappointing when we don't get them. That's just the truth. It's human nature. But that just means it was never meant to be had by you. It was never meant to stay or come to fruition. And when we want so feverishly, and when we keep knocking at a closed door, and when we keep chasing those who cannot love us, when we don't have the courage or the strength to walk away from all of that hope, sometimes we're met with the barrier of rejection. Rejection says, stop trying. Rejection makes the decision for you. And in time, you realize that that rejection was actually a gift. But in this moment, it can feel unfair and uncomfortable and like you're losing something when in reality, you are gaining everything. And in that way, we can reframe rejection. Rejection becomes protection from the things that are not meant to be in our lives, from the things that are not meant for us. And sometimes we won't see that as quickly as we need to. But we do once we are introduced to that which is for us. We do see why all of the things we so feverishly longed for in the past didn't work out. Rejection is the redirection towards those things. And I know it's difficult, but it's important to trust in that hopeful space, to think in that way. So much is coming to fill the places in your life rejection created voids. I really genuinely believe that. I have lived that. I have experienced that. But I've also experienced the grief of rejection. You know, sometimes we can get stuck in grieving missed opportunities. We can get stuck within the idea that our person chose someone else, our soulmate. How could they not see it? Or we could think that the life that we were meant to be living, the life that we were destined to be living, was ripped away from us. And suddenly you're resentful or angry or frustrated. And when you allow yourself to stay there in that kind of mindset, it keeps you from unfolding and flowing towards the future that is actually intended for you. So yes, give yourself permission to feel the hurt, to feel the anger, to feel the frustration. That will always occur. It will always feel a little unfair sometimes. But also understand that this isn't the end for you. There is still so much more just waiting to be discovered. So when you feel like you're getting into that place of resentment, And when you're asking yourself, why did this happen to me? Try your best to reframe it and ask yourself, why is this happening for me? What is unfolding in this space? What do I have to look forward to now? Because the whys, the what ifs, they will just distract you from healing, from moving on, from letting go. Don't spend your precious time here wondering why something didn't work out, or why someone couldn't choose you, or why a door closed. Just stop knocking. Stop looking for answers. Stop making this rejection the center of your world, and instead make yourself the center of your world. Make your dreams and your future and all of the beauty that is going to meet you the center of your world. And last but not least, I just want you to think about this. So when we try so hard for someone, when we want so deeply, we can lose sight of how we're showing up. We can change ourselves to seem more valuable to them. We can try to be who they want us to be or what they need, and we lose ourselves a bit to this idea of being chosen, of being valued, because it validates our worth internally. And it happens so often in so many ways. But stepping outside of the hurt of rejection, really thinking and asking, did they meet me like the real me, the honest me, the authentic me, the me that wasn't scared of being rejected, the me that wasn't guarded or fearful due to the past? Did they meet me? Asking yourself that is huge. Because it's often within that awareness and within that accountability that we realize they didn't really reject us. They rejected the mask we were wearing. They were rejecting the version of ourselves that wanted to be liked and validated and praised. And that is so human and that is so valid. But when you really connect with the fact that you were doing that, you can start to see just how important it is to be real with yourself. To treasure yourself, to value yourself unconditionally, and to show up in that value. Because that's what's going to attract those who do stay. That is when the opportunities that are for you, the people who reflect you, the things that will only ever add beauty to your life, that is where they find you. If the relationship or the job or the friendship doesn't work out, at least you were authentic. You didn't surrender your values. You weren't afraid of rejection. Despite what you have been through in your past, you showed up. And if people don't like you as you are, then how incredible is it to know that, to see that? How incredible is it to have the gift of that awareness? That is always closure on every level. You showed up. You were unguarded. You crashed your heart into your passions, into the people you met, and the things that grow from that will be beautiful additions to your life. Remember, what is for you will always be for you. And it will not require you to be something you are not. It will not reject you. Look for the places where you are celebrated, where you are appreciated, where you appreciate and value yourself, where you are empowered to celebrate who you are, where you love yourself, where you value yourself. Where you are seen and where you see yourself, look for those spaces. Do not keep chasing those who are not chasing you. Do not continue to knock on doors that are never opening. Go chase new opportunities. Go find new doors. The things that are meant for you will always find you. I will say that so many times. The things that are meant for you will always stay. Okay, so last but not least, this is my sign off, but it's also a little activity for all of you who kind of want to take this one step further. Get a journal or type it on your phone or type it on your computer in your notes, whatever you want to do, but sit with yourself and really ask yourself, what has rejection taught you about yourself? What has rejection taught you about relationships, about acceptance? Really think back to all of the times you thought that you were losing something that was so unbelievably for you, and then write down the things that kind of took its place. The things that took up space in your life that you realized you would have never experienced if you hadn't missed out on that prior opportunity. Really remind yourself of these things. Really, really connect with all the things that these losses have kind of twisted into lessons within you. Because there is so much value in that. And the next time you feel rejected, and the next time you're in that frustrated or resentful or angry space, you can look back to those notes and you can remind yourself that you have survived those moments before, that they were never a reflection of your worth, that they never, you know, weathered you to the point of you going out into the world and never finding the right things or the things that stayed or the people who chose you or valued you. They never invalidated you. They only ever pushed you towards a future that was more for you. Okay, that's all for this week. Thank you. I mean, I say it every week, but thank you so much for being here and for giving me the space to just put my mind and my brain and my heart into the world and my concept of these topics. I know they're vulnerable and I know they're messy and I know they're difficult to navigate and I know there's like so much more that could be said and so much more that needs to be spoken about, and it's difficult work. But I'm proud of you for listening and for being brave enough to start doing that work and to start healing, even if it's just listening to a podcast or journaling or anything along those lines. I'm in awe of everyone who messages me, and I am in awe of every single person who listens each week and who takes something away from this, because these conversations are not easy, and it means the world to be able to be having them with you. So again, thank you. And I cannot wait to talk to you next week.